You're listening to local and regional news on KMUN. I'm Katie Frankowitz. The commercial Dungeness crab season in Washington state is on pace for one of the lowest volumes in nearly a decade. Commercial crabbers have landed 9 million pounds of crab so far, more than the 7.5 million pounds landed in the 2015-2016 season, but well below the 12 million landed in just the last season. Meanwhile, the average price of marine diesel is hovering around a historic high of $6 a gallon. Fuel is one of the bigger expenses fishermen face, and the high prices now affect the bottom line. Commercial crabbers told the Chinook Observer it has been a slow, tough year, though crab prices have been good. Local recreational charter offices are also feeling the heat of higher fuel prices as they prepare for the season in Pacific County. They're hoping prices will fall before business peaks in late spring through the summer. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer. Online at chinookobserver.com. The Middle East war is affecting consumers at the gas pump, including Washington farmers. Andrew Albert is a third-generation farmer in Arlington. He grows hay, wheat, and other crops on his 1,400-acre farm. Albert says diesel already costs $2 more per gallon than before the war.
We're running up to 15, 20 tractors at a time in our busiest time. For a few weeks in the spring, we definitely, and then with trucks running at the same time, it's easy several thousand gallons a week.
The raw ingredient is just one piece of the supply chain puzzle. Joe Phillips is an economics professor at Seattle University.
You have to think about all the different production costs, the transportation costs, the selling costs that just add up in many ways a much bigger part of the price that a consumer pays.
He says the extent of the price increase will also depend on how long the conflict lasts. Hundreds of thousands of people demonstrated in the third No Kings rally over the weekend. Organizers estimate the turnout may have been bigger than the first two marches. Reporters in the Northwest News Network spoke with protesters throughout the region. First, we hear from Carolyn Hartmann, who protested in Springfield, Oregon, wearing an inflatable frog costume.
I'm worried about my country. I'm doing it for the young people. You cannot see in here, but I'm an old person with gray hair here, and I am terrified for the young people. What is happening to our country? What kind of country are we leaving to the young people? I just had to make my voice heard. And hopefully when this all ends, when enough of us say no, and that's my message.
I'm Robin Kwan, and this is Unite for Democracy. I've been involved with Unite for Democracy for almost a year now. They have been a grassroots program putting on protests every Saturday from 10 to 11 at Sundaleaf Plaza here in Lake Oswego. I was in Berkeley in the 60s, and we protested against the Vietnam War, and I didn't think I'd have to do it again. But now the cause is even greater, because our democracy is suffering. We are in a position that we could lose it.
My name is Michelle Jamison. I'm 41 years old. We're in Walla Walla, Washington, and I came here today with my son's drum group, Rocky Ridge, and they performed the tribal flag song. I'm here today because I am sick and tired of the Trump administration. I'm sick of what they're doing to our elders, to our veterans, to our health care, and to our tribes. And there's no help for the missing and murdered Indigenous women going on. There's no effort being put into that, and it's a huge epidemic for our tribes and for our women. And I just want to speak out. And another reason I'm here is to show the community of Walla Walla that the Native American people that are originally from this land are still here, and we still stand strong, and we want to be in unity with everyone.
This
this is Mr. Wiggles, and he's been a parade goat for 10 years, almost all of his life. First the Women's Parade, then the Three Kings March, including today. So he has become sort of a fixture of protest. Walla Walla is a very good protest town. I'm Joan Montier, and my husband, Pierre-Louis Montier, is handling Mr. Wiggles, so I can carry the sign. And we live in Dayton. We used to run a dairy. Who's making all the money right now? Huh? This oil price is $5.19 in Waitsburg. How are all these people going to run their big rigs? How are farmers going to farm? Who's going to have the money? They're already in debt. And now there's no markets. So this is not just one thing. It's a connected thing that we're all going to suffer.
This audio postcard included reporting from Brian Bull, Anna King, and Adia White. In response to a request for a comment about the protests from NPR, a White House spokesperson said they were, quote, Trump derangement therapy sessions. More than 900 people participated in No King's protests in Astoria Saturday. Among people's concerns were the war in Iran, immigration enforcement, and rising costs. But protesters in Astoria told KMUN they were also out in support of LGBTQ+ rights and many other issues. One protester in Astoria held a sign that said, "Where to begin?" A woman named Sarah, who attended the protest with her friends, told KMUN she was originally from Minneapolis, where the Trump administration's most aggressive immigration enforcement tactics were the focus of national attention over the recent months, and where agents fatally shot two U.S. citizens within weeks of each other in January. Sarah told KMUN she felt it was important that protests happen even in smaller places, like Astoria.
I think it gives people hope that maybe feel alone or aren't able to speak out or stand up for themselves, that they have support.
Astoria resident Rick Armstrong attended the protest with his wife. While she's been active in protests in the area, he was newer to the experience. But he said he felt it was important to show up.
Because I live here and I want my neighbors to know where I stand on these things, and I want people driving through town to know where we stand on these.
Hundreds gathered in other locations on Oregon's north coast and in southwest Washington. In Manzanita in northern Tillamook County, organizers say more than 700 people turned out. Local and regional news on KMUN is brought to you by our news partners and by the KMUN News Department. You're listening to KMUN.